Yeah, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph on top. The last Gemara was even though we passed in the what the Noisin Tan by Noisin Tan is Muta. The last Gemara was that if you cut with a fleshitik knife a tznoy in a radish, since it's sharp, so the Gemara ends up Hanimila b'tznoy by a radish, the agav churfei bola. Since it's sharp, therefore take out the tam of the knife, and the tam of the meat that comes out of the knife, and it'll make the radish a fleshis. The Gemara says the avo kishos. What's going to be by regular cucumbers? That even though you cut it with a fleshitik knife, with a knife that you cut meat before, gora levei paskiv yochol. All you have to do is just like scrape it off, scrape away the surface like of the cut, and then you could eat it. You could even eat it with milk. Rashi says like kishos, like cucumbers, misuki. It's like sweet. No tam of the knife like comes out, because it's cold, so no tam comes out. Elu Rashi says Hashem nunis saf v'yomed al mokam achtach. But you have to be afraid. Maybe some fat that was on the knife now came off onto the cucumber, the place where you cut it. Therefore, you have to still scrape off like the ends of the cucumbers where you cut it to make sure there's no fat that was on it. Yeah. And then you gotta eat it, or it's even with milk. So Rashi comes out, Hilka, Rashi, therefore she says, Dogim sholo bekara, if you have fish that was put up into a flesh sticker pot, is mut loch la makutach. You're allowed to eat it with milk. Because the omelet we had before, the yei noisin tam abo min amamish, el noisin tam abo min noisin tam, the stam karam nechoka name, stam a pot is usually cleaned out from its fat, and therefore it's only a tam of meat that was in the pot. So since you only put this fish on top of the pot, therefore that's called the noisim tam, ba noisim tam datera, and it's muta. So only a shayla here, it's only by something sharp that it becomes also. And also only by knife are we afraid, maybe there's shamnunis, there's some fat left over on the knife, therefore even if you cut a cucumber with the knife, you have to make sure to cut off, scrape off the parts of the cucumber, then no fat is left on it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, "Kilcho de lifta, what's going to be upon the a stalk from turnips? Kilcho de lifta, shari, if you cut it with a flesh stick and knife, you're allowed to eat it. This silka, what about if you cut, let's say, a stalk of a beet? The silka's beets, that's asira, mashma beets are a little bit sharp. At least the stalks of it is a little bit sharp, and therefore it's also eat it with milk. Rashi says the fish and noisin tam behem, like the knife gives off tam into this silk, into the beet, and therefore it's like flesh because you can't eat it with milk. But the posach behu, the lifter shapidomi, means if in between you cut the beet, you go and cut turnips, then it's okay. Rashi says the posach bud lifter means orvon beis chatuch and shechotach achas shalefes. First you cut the turnip. The yachas shall trad, and then you cut the beet. So halefes mevatel tam hashamnunis. When you first cut the turnip, that was mevatel any tam of shamnunis from the sakin. If you now trad, and then mekavim tamemenu, then the trad and the beets don't receive it. So that's why we say the beet is also only if you cut first the beets with this knife. But if you first cut turnips with the knife, adarab, that takes away any tam of the meat. And when you cut the beets later, it'll be mutter. Another more says, "Boy minei Rav Dimi Rav Nachman, Rav Dimi is a shalach from Rav Nachman. Mali anuche kado de milcho gabe kado de kamcha. Can you put, let's say, a dish, a jar of salt next to a jar that has milk, like a salt shaker? Can you keep it one next to another? Like, are we afraid that we take the salt, maybe some of the milk will go into the salt, it will become milchiks, and then you may use the same salt to play shiks? You shouldn't do this." Rashi says, "Mi chashin are afraid shem yipo min akuta v'melech. Maybe some of this milk will fall into the salt, and therefore you won't realize it. And later you'll take this salt and use it for meat. So are you afraid of this or not?" Omle said back to me, "Yes, also you should not do it. You should not have a salt dish next to a milk dish. Because we're afraid." So he has to kasha the chol amai. What's going to be lachav yav vinika? Rashi says, "Derech losay schoymes teicha tavshol." He used to put vinegar in the middle into the food. So are you afraid also that Shem Meyipol, can you have a jar of vinegar next to a jar of milk? Again, are you afraid that maybe the milk will fall into the vinegar or not? So on this he said back, Omalei Shari. So this is Mutter. A vinegar jar you could have next to the milk. So the question was, Amayishna, what's the difference? So he answered back, L'chitecha lo kuru de milcha. When you go measure out for me, a kuru's worth of salt. Meaning to say, like, there's a big difference. And my time, what's the difference? Hai isi sur bienai, fi hai lesi sur bienai. But when the milk falls into the salt, that's called its nika. Rashi says, Mavnei shu'av, it's very thick. Pule bottle doesn't become bottle. Avokuta chanofa b'chaymetz, when the little milk falls into the vinegar, it's not called then, like mashma, the milk doesn't get absorbed, it doesn't stay in the vinegar. It's only tam. And the tam anam lo yoyev kutach b'chaymetz, that's another mitzvah. Rashi says that the vinegar does not, the milk does not give taste into the vinegar. So if I buy the vinegar, even if milk falls in, still will be mutter. Mashen can buy salt, if it falls into the salt, mashma still stays ben. This kutach is not just tam milk, it's a dish that has some milk inside it. It's milchix. But mashma, if this falls into salt though, it does not get dissolved, it stays there, and there were chash, maybe come to use this salt for flesh shakes, and that's awesome. So that's why Maisa, we're supposed to have really separate salt shakers for milk shakes, not for flesh shakes. So if you have an open dish of salt, for sure it's awesome. Shall if you have a regular salt shaker, there could be a little bit more lakula, because the salt shaker, if it's closed, so you don't really put your hands inside to get the salt out, you just shake it out. So that's a little bit more of a kula. But usually the meaning is anyway to try and have separate salt shakers for fleishiks and for milchiks. Now the word says, "Ahu bar gubza." It was like a young chicken, a young bird, a young pigeon. The nofo lekada de kamcha. It once fell into a jar of this milk sauce, fell into this milk. So Masha was So Pasha was a cold piece of pigeon that fell into the milk. So Shaya Rav Chinuna braid the rava mi Pashrunya. He held it was mutter. Rashi says, Afa pi shakutach mliyachu. Even though in this kutach, in the dish of milk, it was a little salty also. Still, we don't consider it now to be salted in the milk. They say that it's called like rosteach, like it's hot, and that the chicken should become also in the milk. But no, it's still considered cold and cold. Just take out the chicken and wash it off, and it's okay. So Mara says, Omar Rava said, Man Chochem, who's so smart like? Le Mishri, to say it's mut, to say you're allowed to eat this, ki hai gav like this case. Ilav, isn't it? Rav Chinun abrei the Rava mi Pashun, isn't it him? He's such a great Chochem, he was able to be matarit. Why? Because Kesavah heals like this. Said, ki yoma Shmuel, when does Shmuel say his halacha, that Maliyah harei kereseach, something that's salted? It's sort of like it's hot, like it's cooked up. Hani, immediately when is that? Hecha diena necha machmas molcha. It has to be so salty that you cannot eat it now. It's not just a little bit salt in the dish, but it has to be so salty you can't eat it, like if you salt meat. So that salt, there's so much salt on the meat you can't eat it now. That amount of salt makes it like it's hot. Aval hai kuta, but this dish here that has milk inside, this milk like a dish, even though it's salty, but this salt is not that much. You can still eat it because of its salt. So therefore, it's not considered kemaliach. It's not called kerosayach. So therefore, it's called tzainin b'tzainin. And therefore, come off. Therefore, just wash off the pigeon and its mutter. This is not called kerosayach. Now, the hani mili, when do we say this chai? Only if the meat is still raw. If it's raw meat. So we say just wash it off and it's mutter. Avotzli boy klifa. Let's say the meat was roasted. Then no, if a roasted piece of chicken, the meat of chicken, fell into the milk, then you have to have klifa. Then you have to cut off the klifa. Rashi says, milmalas of it. Like all around the chicken, you have to cut off its top layer. Klifa, you have to like peel it off. Now, v'yispe pili, if it has holes inside it, Rashi says, bekoyim. Vutzli, two things. It was a roasted piece of meat, and also there are like holes, cracks inside the meat. So then Rashi says, then lo yisagle b'klipa, if this piece of meat now fell into the milk, then it's not enough just to be curled, take out the outside peel of it, but the whole thing becomes us. Rashi says, l'fisha b'leya derech hanikovim, because it goes inside it through the holes of the meat. And m'kulu yasa, the whole thing remains us. V'i mitzvah b'tavlin, let's say this piece of meat was spiced first. Rashi says, atavlin shenes bashtu imoy, when you first cooked up this meat, you spiced it. Some rachin, I said, makes the meat very soft, and now it's easy to be belayed, to absorb the milk. Which enough to cook when fell into this to the milk, have a tzomel of loya bola. It was like thirsty to be absolved and absorbed the milk. Therefore, also the piece of meat remains also. That's called the vit v'matul b'tavlin, was first spiced, so kulu yasa. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. That's the halacha. Yeah, I think it's a shaila. I think we hold, but even if it's a cold piece of meat, but as long as it's once spiced, it's now it falls into the milk, and the whole meat would become asa. Yeah. The verse is right. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. Kikar shechota chole bosa. If you have a piece of bread, then on top of the piece of bread, you cut the meat. Shabasa. So also lochlo. You're not allowed to eat this bread anymore. Yeah, we'll soon see what Shrashi says. Shadach lebosa, ki shuchaytech minatzli. His os lachm of nei shadam yotzev nivleboy. He can't eat this bread now because the blood of the meat came out and went into the bread. So you have this piece of meat that you were roasting, and right after you got finished roasting it, you cut it on top of a piece of bread. So it's also because we said the dam goes into the bread and it's also to eat this bread now. That's Shmuel's halacha. Shadach lebosa, os lachla. The Hani Milgamar says the yasmik. Only if it was a red piece of meat. Rashi says, Shoya Bosodim, the meat was red. And that's when we say the blood, when you cut it now, the blood comes out of it. And the Hani Mili, the Avrei. Rashi says, Shenekev, Shenokev Hazdam, as Klemar, Ovar Mitzido Litzidoi, Achinir Mishneh Stodim. The Avrei, what you cut it through from one side to the other side. Then we say a lot of blood comes out. Oh no, something means cut. And it's only us if the blood like went through both sides of the bread. It went through it. His behind mini the over hani mil the over means the dam went through the bread. Vahani mini the asmeche. Also it's only if the blood itself was like thick. It was like thick blood. Not just thin stuff. But the juice that came out of the meat was thick. The asmeche. Ava klishta would be very thin, then less lumbo. That's nothing. And that's considered like a charmed gravy. That's not called meat anymore. That's not called blood anymore. Rashi says, "V'hani min da'av Rashi she'nokav hadam esakika raikolema over mitzid letidai." That the blood itself went from one side to the other side of the bread. That's when it's also. You know, Rashi also asmechemin shoyoisem meil. The juice that's coming out of the meat was very thick, but if it's thin already, that's not dam anymore. Yeah. But this is only what meat that you roasted without first salting it. But our meat that's always salted, there's no problem. The juice that comes out of it later is only called fine gravy, that's not called meat. Now, let's number. Shmuel shodilei lekalbe. Shmuel had this bread that they cut the meat on top of, so he threw that bread to his dog, shlekalbe. Rav Huna yoivle leshamai. Rav Huna gave it to his own shamash, to his servant, teat. So the question is, how could he do that? L'chura Shamash was a Jew. So the question is, Monashach, what's going on here? Ishari l'kuli yal mashor, if it's mutatit, says you mutif anybody. Not only his Shamash, he should also see it, eat it. I osir, if it's osir then, so l'kuli yal mashor, he should anybody. How could he give it to a Shamash? Rashi says, Monashach, di yu loy bodemet, he didn't want it from it. But to Shamash he gave it, how could that be? So my answer is like this. Shani Rav Huna dianine datoi. Rav Huna held that it was mutter. Either it wasn't the thick juice that came out, it was the thin juice, so really it was mutter. Just he was a very delicate person. For him, he didn't want to eat it. Rashi says, "Haid lo yochole mishum diyistinesu." He was delicate. V'lav mishum isu, not because it was really also. As he held that juice is not dam, so really it's mutter teeth. Mer says, "Rava ochole, Rava ate it. Rava ate this juice that came out of the meat." The korilei chamar basi, called like the wine of the meat. In other words, that's not called the dam. Once you roast the meat and the meat is edible, the dam already came out of it. What comes out afterwards is only called the juice, the gravy. Rashi says, yayin ha-basal, like the wine of the meat. That's what we hold, avar etz mutatit. Yeah. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, ein manichen kli tachas basar. Again, when you're roasting meat, raw meat, when you're roasting it, so you shouldn't put a pot underneath the meat to receive the gravy, the juice that comes out of it. Yeah. Why? Because there's blood coming out, so you shouldn't receive that blood. Sein manichen kli tachas basar, achiyichla komar sadu meshabo. Until afterward, the juice that comes down doesn't look red anymore. It looks other colors. Then it's mutter. Rashi says, achiyichla, shiye kol domai kvar niflu mena. All the blood went out already. Then it's mutter. So where it says, mino yadin, how do we know that? How do we know when all the blood came out already? So mazutra mishmeh, the rapop roma, mishetala timrosai. When the smoke starts to come up, Rashi says, shabos somal oshan. When the meat starts to give up smoke. So that's the proof it's not dam coming anymore, but then it's the fat of the meat. That's what caused the smoke to come out. Rashi says, another lesson is, because kol zaman the blood is coming out, is the coals don't give off smoke, like they're going out. But when the shum, when the fat starts to come down, then it gives off smoke. So mashma, first the dam comes out of the meat, and then the fat comes out of it. So when you have the smoke coming up, that's the fat, then it's mutter, to start catching the gravy. Mask of Rav Ashi, Rashi has the question still. Maybe the bottom part of the meat was roasted well, and that part started to give off some fat. But the top part of the meat wasn't roasted well yet, and that's still giving off its blood. So how could you say it wants to start to smoke, like the fat is coming down, but there still could be some blood coming down from the top piece of the meat? So how do you know when you can start catching the gravy? So it's like this, Ela Rav Amar Rav Ashi. Left like takanta, there's no real way to know exactly when there's no blood there anymore. You can't know, you can't tell. El, the Eitzer is rather, Mishta be tati gnoli milcha. Throw inside this pot that you catch in the gravy two like portions of salt. That's where you should throw these. You should throw the two lumps of salt you should throw there. Rashi says, Tregloli de milcha, Bein ala bosa o bein b'techa kli. Whether it's on the meat or whether it's in the kli, the adam nigrul etzla melech lishalayim, and that salt will cause the blood to go on the bottom of the pot, and therefore you should just take the top part of the gravy, that will be mutter, and the dam will go to the bottom. The answer is to throw two lumps of salt into that pot. Yelamishta beitati gnuli milcha, or meshvayu, and then like pour off, and then pour off just the top part of the gravy. That's mutter, just the fat pour off. But the bottom part that has the blood, that leave over. Like Rashi says, Kloima, Yara Hashumin, Helyon, pour off the top fat slowly. That's mutter, that gravy is mutter. And the bottom part that has the blood, that you shouldn't take. So you shouldn't take it. O Malay Ravacha bread Ravikla Ravashi, O Mia Mashmul Hoch, the truth that Shmuel said like this. Rashi says, Watli Achashiyichla Komar Dumumishaboy Mutter, that after all the red gravy comes out, then it's mutter, it's not more, no more blood. But then it's okay. Is that true? I've omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kika shechotach ale bosom. If you have meat, cooked up meat, that you cut it on top of a piece of bread, also lochle, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Rashi says, v'hai bosa kva nitzlo. This meat was already roasted. So how come you can't eat it anymore? I, Shmuel says, once the red goes away, it's mutter. So my answer is, Shani Hosom, Tiagav Duchka Disakina Polit. Over there the pshat is, if you're slicing the meat, when you slice the meat, like you press down on the meat, that causes blood still to come out from the meat. Therefore it's also. Rashi says, Shani Hosom, Tiagav Duchka Disakina Polit. Le'elam really kishatalit, Tum Rosein Adam Yetumenu. Once the smoke starts to come up, that's a proof that the blood stopped coming out because of the fire. And it's only the fat that's coming out. But when you cut that piece of meat now, when you cut it, you're like pressing down on it with a knife. And that causes the leftover blood to come out. Therefore, Shmuel holds, if you cut meat, even cooked up meat, on top of a piece of bread, so the redness that comes out has loch of dam on it, and it's also tidit. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Dogim v'yoifois shemolchim zem zeh, if you have fish, v'yoifois and chicken, shemolchim zem zeh, that you salted them together in the same pot. Rashi says, Dogim v'lav daf goifes, the chol shchein bosu, the same thing. Yes, if you salted the two together, if you salted fish and meat or chicken together, sa'asurim, you're not allowed to eat it. Right, sa'asurim, ha'dogim levan, you can't eat the fish by itself. Sha'adam yoytze min ha'bosav nivla b'dogim. Because the blood of the meat, when you salt it, the blood comes out, so now it's maliach as kurasayach, or go into the fish, so you're not allowed to eat the fish. Now, what's the hechidim, what's the case talking about? If you're salting it now in a regular kli that doesn't have holes, that it doesn't drip out, any type of salting is osa. If it just salt chicken by itself or meat by itself, also would be osa. If the blood doesn't drip out, the blood stays there, so pshit it's osa. We're talking about no a kli like we do it, that the blood could drip out of it, that has holes in it. Even though you're salting the fish and the meat together, so what? But the blood drips out, it doesn't come back into the fish. So why should it be also? So Mar says, yes, the other case is talking about the kli menukif. We're talking about now a kli that has holes in it. The kli menukif. The dogim is like this. The dogim, the fish, mishum the rofi kamayu, since it's very soft, the rofi kamayu. Fish, since the skin is very soft, kodma yopalti, it comes out fast and it's perlet. Kodmi v'palti will come out. If a dog in mishum the rofi kamayu, you sense it's very soft. Kodmi v'palti. As far as the one at the end, dog in mishum the rofi kamayu, since it's soft, it finishes fast being throwing out its blood. But the oifis kemiti, but the fish still keeps on giving out its blood. Both of the naichi dam, after the fish finished already giving out its blood, therefore pliti oifis. The fish, the chicken is still giving out its blood, and then the fish receives the dam. That's why it's also, even though it's a kli menukiv, but still, Rashi says, mishum the dogim rofa kamayu krum shalem rach, like the skin around the fish is very soft, and also what it finishes being poiled, its sear or its dam first, and the yoifis is still giving out. And therefore, now the dam of the yoifas go back into the fish, and therefore the fish becomes osa. Rashi says, "Avo bosa bosa, but meat and meat, manashach, kozman, one piece is giving out its blood, the other piece is also giving out its blood. Therefore, it's not balea, one from the other. It's only fish and chicken, or fish and meat, that the fish is much softer, gives out less blood, that the fish becomes osa. You shouldn't salt them together." Yeah. Rav Mori, the Gemara says, Rav Mori bar Rochel, he once salted together in the same pot, bosa shchuta means kosher meat, with bosa treifa they can meet. So he salted them together. So according to Al Gemara, it should still be mutter. Because manashach, kozman, they're being pearl of the dam, it's not belay or anything. So they both work at the same time, they're not belay, they don't receive anything one from the other. So Asla came with the rubber, came in front of rubber, or Malay said back to him, hatimeyim, less a tziron, the right one, the kefishlim. The Pasuk says, Hatmeyim, so Yidash and the behemoth that's Tmei or Trefa, not only like is it dam also, but it's also the tzir, the juice that comes out of the meat, the right from is gravy, the kefishlim in a pot, like all this nice in time is also. So if so, here also the Chura, even when it got finished giving off its blood, but then the tzir comes out, the juice comes out of it, and that's also. That's why it should be also. Rashi says they salted the two together. Over kli manuk, it was a holy pot. Kemishpat hamochim bosa kemiboylan. Miyamrin, do we say kiheche de gabi dam? Wanoi chashinin, they both give off the same time. So here also maybe. So he answered back. No, the pasuk says hatimeim an extra yisera lechem chasheret tsirin vatzvakeifan pirma bosa v'tavon hanikva b'shulik. There, when you cook up the meat, even the bottom gravy, it's also. Now Rashi says v'chivon the tzirin osa, since the juice, the gravy that comes out of this meat is also mitzvah for abosar hashochut mach masir atreifa. That's much easier to absorb more than the blood. So therefore, even though maybe the kosher piece of meat is giving out its blood, so what? But the ma'aseh, the tzir, the juice of the basa tzimei, comes out and goes on top of that basa, and that basa shchuta is b'leya, absorbs the tzir of the behemoth tzimei. And that's the gzeras kasa of a tzimei and less a tzirim. But it says that the drasha gemurihi gabi shrotzim, the behemoth chutzmi gabi dogim, not only not by dogim. First, there's a nissa now, is that the tzir itself has a tam of isser on it. So therefore, the tzir goes into the kosher meat and make it also. So therefore, in this last case, when you saw together the basa shchut and the basa treif, even the basa shchuta also becomes also. Now, just a little review of the halachas that we learned here in this daf, that first of all, you cut with a fresh shiitake knife, so if you stam cut kishu, which is cucumbers, you have to like wash off a bigur of the place to make sure there's no shamnunis, no fat left over on the knife. Then we had what about salt shakers? You should have separate salt dishes, one for fleshes, one for milchiks. But the dievet, even though you use one for the other, still it remains mutter. We don't say that the milk or meat went into the salt. Then the shal we had before was about the chicken or meat that falls into milk. So lochet's brought down a big chumel. Lochet's brought down that if the meat or chicken, whatever it was, if it was ready cooked, was ready either cooked or roasted, it's done already, then we hold it soft, and therefore if it falls into milk, even though it's cold, everything becomes awesome. The meat, the whole meat becomes awesome. And echnami, the milk itself remains mutter, unless there's mamish amnunis, fats floating around in it. But if there's more milk, the shishim k'negeta, the milk itself will not become awesome. But we say that the milk, when the meat falls into the milk, the time of the milk like goes through and through the meat, the whole meat becomes awesome. Even though the meat is cold. But again, this is only if the meat falls into the milk. But let's say you have a mole in the refrigerator, a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, and some meat milk would fall on top of it, that's another shuttle. There it could be it's enough just to wash it off, or take off the klipa, that would be enough. Then the loch we had about not to cut meat over a piece of bread, so we hold the mice that the Mechaber brings down in Siminayin Vov, Sifkon Hei, that tzli, if the meat was already roasted, even though you didn't salt it first, you allow to cut it over a piece of bread, and the bread is mut, even though some bread juice comes out, that's only called juice, it's not called blood. As long as the meat was already roasted, and it says, in nitzlat kadeshi hei royo lachilo l'roi b'nei yodim, dainu chatzis liyosef, was already cooked, roasted, halfway, half done, that most people will be able to eat it, so then already we say all the dam is out, and what comes out afterwards is only called juice. So kids, if you have a piece of roasted meat, you have to cut it, slice it on top of bread, and the redness that comes out is mutter. The only shalav, while you're starting at the beginning to roast the meat, now you want to put a pot underneath to catch the juice, so there we say at the beginning of the roasting is really the blood that drips out, so that blood is awesome. So therefore, when you're roasting blood, when you're roasting the meat, you should not put a kli underneath it to mekabel the juice that drips down, until after the meat is already again roasted, at least halfway done, at least royal achila. Once it's royal achila, then we say what comes out afterwards is not considered dam anymore, that's only juice, that will be mutter. And then the last halach we had, when you're salting, so you have to be careful not to salt fish and meat together, because the svar is that the fish gives off all its blood and all its sear comes out first, and then it stops giving out, so then the fish could absorb the other blood from the meat. Whereas the meat itself is keep on giving out more dam, so therefore it gives out, and that dam goes into the fish. Mashenkin, if you only be salting pieces of the meat one next to another, there we say the svar is that coals among the meat are like spitting out its blood, it's not balaya. So even though you have to be afraid maybe one piece finishes giving over the dam before the other piece, but still the svar is that even after it gives off its dam, the meat gives off its tear. It's like throwing out juice. And that juice also is a svar. The cold amount of spitting it out is not belay or anything. So by the time the piece of meat finishes giving out all its blood and all its tear, for sure the other piece of meat already also finished giving off that blood, therefore not be belay or dam one from another. So the salt, meat together, it's mutter. But just fish, you're not allowed to salt fish together with meat, because the fish finishes first, and then it'll be Baleya, the dam, from the behemoth, from the meat. All right, we'll stop here.